And I, it like helps me feel like I'm in charge. Like I'm the one that's running this shit. I'm, you know what I mean? It just is good for me to be able to feel like I'm in charge. What are you doing? I'm in charge.
Yes.
Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? I'm the host, Harriet Kensley, with my sidekick, Sunil Patel.
Always the bridesmaid.
How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
Well, I'm a sidekick on this podcast.
If you mention your other podcast, Sunil, within the first introduction, then I'm going to be very angry. So you wouldn't do that, would you?
As a sidekick on Beat the Internet with John Robbins.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a co-host.
No, no. With Band. Talk of That Is Band. And you is know it? It? Yeah, it's Band now.
I don't know
you've
it.
You've taken the piss too much.
I'm only doing it because it riles you and Elliot.
It doesn't rile me. I'm absolutely fine. Not annoyed in the slightest.
All right, well, it's
and
called,
you're free to
you
do
really
whatever you want. To do at other times that are different podcasts. I think the thing that made me annoyed is that I was doing something and then I was searching in our podcast, and if you search our names, it wasn't coming up with our podcast. And so it would come up with your other podcast.
Did it?
Yeah, so your other podcast came up and then our podcast didn't come up, and I was like, this is bullshit. If anyone's to hear Sunil, they'll get like taken over by this stupid new podcast.
Stupid new podcast.
Stupid new podcast. That
making
has
powerful enemies by saying that.
Okay. No, I don't think that. And I'm just jealous because I'd like my own podcast, but I don't have one.
You've got this.
Yeah, but
what's wrong with this?
Look at this.
What's wrong with this?
Land that you have. It's just not very professional.
Why is there so
it?
Much stuff here?
I know. There's so much stuff on the table. I keep eating
this
biscuits.
This doesn't need to be here.
That's my water.
Yeah, but you've got another glass of water here.
No, I don't know which one's mine.
I haven't touched any of them.
Oh, one of them's for Elliot. You give that to Elliot.
That one's untouched.
Can you focus, please?
I'm doing the podcast.
So the and then so
have
then
you licked that? Yeah, there's mouth on there. Then there's mouth on there. There's your mouth. What are you doing? Well, you can have it then.
No, you can have it. I don't want it. Just
well, it's
it.
Your house, so I'll just pop it there for you to clear
great.
Up.
Great.
I'm really thirsty now.
You can have it. There's some water for you. I just licked the top bit. You can have
I
it.
I don't want that.
Why? Because I licked it. That's really offensive.
How big's your tongue?
It's quite big. I've got a big tongue. Big fat tongue. I got loads of just like biscuit in my mouth, so I'm just not going to stick my tongue out.
Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying?
Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? So then there's another podcast that comes up of Sunil C. Patel, the business podcast. What is this podcast?
I don't know. I've never done it. Shall I try and get on it?
Yeah, what's your middle name?
My full name is Sunil Kumar Dinesh Bhai Patel.
So that is your middle name, C. Kumar.
At what point did I say no? Sunil Kumar is one word, one name.
Really?
And it's a K.
So
what are you searching for?
Sunil Patel on podcasts. Yeah. I just like to search you now and again just to find out what's happening.
You can just call me.
Daddy, look at me. You're on that podcast.
The growth
the Indian
hacking
startup show.
That's
when
me.
Did you do that?
I didn't do that.
That's Neil Patel.
Yeah.
Where's Sunil C. Patel? He came
no,
up.
All ours are coming up there. Why Is Harriet Crying?
Yeah, it's coming up now because Elliot.
My BBC
Elliot
one isn't coming
it.
Up.
You ruined it.
Phil Ellis, Richard Herring.
Stop advertising the other podcasts. We don't want people to know about other podcasts. There aren't any other
Gabriel,
podcasts.
I'm on that one. Rise and Grind. What's that? Entrepreneurs on Fire.
There you are.
That's Sunil C. Patel.
Entrepreneurs on Fire. Do you know Sunil C. Patel?
No.
There Sunil, he is. Motivation and Business Podcast.
Shall I do one?
You can't find a solution with the same thinking that brought you the problem to your door. Hasn't had any
But
reviews.
That's not Sunil Patel.
Sunil Motivation and Business Podcast by Sunil C. Patel.
Oh, Sunil Motivation.
I am the student loan millionaire. Dropped out of university broke, used my student loan to buy books and used as a deposit to buy a council flat. 12 years later, I become a millionaire.
That's a long
now
time.
Now I want to help people achieve their dreams and goals. There's one 11-minute podcast, one episode, tells you how to do it.
Everyone subscribe to that one.
I'm subscribing right now.
Are you?
Sunil Motivation and Business Podcast.
He's only done one episode.
Are you allowed to play people's podcasts on your own podcast?
I don't think you should.
This is my first ever podcast episode. My purpose
but you only did
is to become one.
One
of the best, most motivational speakers in the world. We don't work 9 to 5. We work start to finish.
Ooh.
Hello. And the picture is of an eagle above a lion.
It looks vaguely fascist.
Do you think that's his secret? That's how he made all his money.
Fascism gets stuff done, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
So,
okay. Have you ever
that
met
way?
Sunil C. Patel?
I haven't met any other Sunil Patels.
Really?
Have you met Harriet Kemsley?
No. I don't think there are. No, I think there is one. But she just does bad things, and people think it's me, but it's not.
What are you on about? Why are you laughing?
It's a different Harriet. If you hear anything bad about me,
why are you doing this? What's this laugh?
Not me. It's a different Harriet. It's the evil Harriet Kemsley. So there is one.
Are you saying you've done something bad?
I'm just saying anything you hear that doesn't sound like me is the evil.
But the bad stuff
Harriet
in my
Kemsley
head makes me think it's you.
It's not me. It's a different Harriet Kemsley.
If I heard that Harriet Kemsley had done a good thing, I'd think, which Harriet Kemsley is that?
No, then you know it's me. But if it's a bad thing, then it's the other Harriet Kemsley.
Well,
that
these
exists.
Are the kind of mind games you're famed for. Wow, you really are good at manipulating your image.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm the business mastermind. I'm like Sunil Patel.
Why are you still smiling?
Well,
this is weird when you're smiling. It's like,
why?
What are you planning here?
No, I'm just explaining how there's another Harriet Kemsley, and anything bad you hear, she probably did it, but I've never seen her.
Why are you laughing? I don't understand what's happening. Well, yeah, okay.
I was very pleased to find you come up on my Netflix. I wasn't searching.
I've been
for
on
you
there for ages. Bobby messaged me with it like earlier this year. All right, here we go. Go on then. Tell them what.
So there's a section on Netflix. You know, they have sections that they have romantic comedies. They have action thriller. Mm. They also have a section called Lovable Loser. And underneath
losers.
Sorry, Lovable Losers. But your image is directly underneath it. So it's for the advert for the show Borderline you were in, but then the picture is only of you. There's many people in the show, but the picture is just you.
Yes.
So the lovable loser and then Sunil.
It's a picture of me holding a frozen chicken. They've done it. They put me under lovable losers and oddballs and outcasts. I'm pretty sure that, like, where is that coming from? Like, who's watched it?
Someone at Netflix is having a great time. Somebody at Netflix knows you and they're having the time of their life.
What good categories are there that I can go under?
Loads, like, probably like heroes or like...
unlike, you can't have a heroes and then picture me in a high-vis jacket with a frozen chicken.
No, but you would never be on that. I'm saying you're not going to be on that. Like, that is a section, but it's not for you. maybe like hilarious comics. You're not under that one.
Not under that. Losers, oddballs, and outcasts.
Lovable losers.
The thing is, that's so interesting because I feel I'm very much of the mainstream. I don't feel like an outcast.
Yeah, and I disagree because I think you're not a loser. You're a winner. You're an unlovable winner.
I'd prefer to be an unlovable winner than a lovable loser.
Too late. You're a lovable loser. So it sucks to be you.
You think I'm an unlovable
winner.
Oh, is it unlikable?
Both. They both apply. Unlikable winner. Just pop my ears then. My ears were popping.
Just having a little think about what I've won recently.
What have you won?
Won an eBay auction for screen protectors.
You don't say I won. No, that's not. No, this has got ridiculous.
It hasn't just started. What do you mean it's got ridiculous? Well,
the whole you win when you get something from eBay. You're a fucking idiot. You just bought something.
No,
made
but
it
you
seem
can win
like
auctions.
It's a game. Like you win.
You can win
you
an auction
win.
By bidding
your money.
Higher than
you over. You bought something overpriced. You didn't win.
£1.32.
What was?
Screen protector.
What is that?
To protect your screen.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Why do you need them? They come with the phone.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Well, they didn't come with mine.
Why? They did. They're in the box. You look in the box.
A second-hand phone.
What, it didn't have a screen on it when you got it?
Screen protector.
Why didn't it have a screen protector on it? How come it was protected?
I cannot get my head around this conversation.
I can't get my head around the conversation. When you get a how is the screen so clean if it didn't have a protector on it?
Yeah.
Focus.
No, fair point. I don't know how quite to explain this to you, but you can get like stick-on film to put on your phone. It's not on there now to protect it from scratches.
Yeah, I know. I've got one.
Yeah, but I bought one off eBay.
Yeah, thank you. You bought one. You didn't win.
Oh,
one.
That's where
thank
we wanted
you
to get
got
to.
Got there eventually, so that worked
you
well.
Absolutely
you
broke
had to have
me.
Your head in your hands.
You absolutely
but
broke
I
me
won
on
in
that.
The long run. Lovable winner, Harriet Kemsley. I really want to hear because I haven't even heard about this. But last time I saw you, you were going to do a gig in Trafalgar Square for the mayor.
Two gigs in Trafalgar Square for the mayor.
What was it called? What was it for?
It's for Diwali.
What is Diwali?
It's the Festival of Light.
I know that. What does it mean, though?
It's celebrating the triumph of light over darkness. It's a Hindu thing. You wouldn't understand.
I googled it. Before you, you googled
There's
it.
Quite a number of us didn't know what it was, actually.
I knew what
there.
It was. I told you it was the Festival of Light. I told you that.
How do you know so much
because
about Diwali?
Because it's in the office.
What office?
In the office, the program, the office.
Oh, the
American office. Yeah.
Right, okay. That's how you know. Okay. yeah, did that. But the mayor was on the main stage while we were doing comedy on the side.
What, he was talking?
You know, we were in the side, in a tent in the corner. In a tent in the corner. And it was actually really fun. The first one was really fun. And then the second one, they didn't like me at all.
And how did you know that?
By the silence. And then a man just interrupted me and said, are you a Patel? And I went, yeah. And he said, why aren't you working in a shop?
A racist man.
He was Indian.
Oh.
Yeah, hard to get your head around. And so I asked him what he did, and he said he was a carpenter. And I said, oh, what do you make? And he went, no, I'm a car painter. And that got possibly the biggest laugh I've ever had in my career. So I asked him what colour he painted the cars. But he was just pissing about. Then he gave me his card, and he was a carpenter. But he also spray painted stuff. So it was a bizarre afternoon.
He was a car painter and a carpenter.
It's such an odd interaction with that man. But it was fun. It was fun. It was good people on.
Were there lots of lights?
Yeah.
What kind of lights?
Like street lights and that?
No, they didn't put up any special
lights.
It
was a celebration. It's like there's a lot of stuff going on the main stage in the middle of Trafalgar Square.
But were there lights hung up?
I can't remember. No. The area's pretty well lit.
They missed a trick there, really. Yes, they should have. Like, that's what I'd want. If I was going to it, I would be disappointed. I get there, I just see you performing to silence.
No.
No special lights, just street lights.
Other people did very well, so you would have had a good night.
Yeah.
It was free as well. I don't know what you're complaining about.
So anyone could just go watch? Were there children there?
Yeah. That's why I had to be family friendly.
Did you do all your butthole stuff?
I haven't got butthole
You've got
stuff.
So many butthole
I haven't
jokes.
Got butthole
your
stuff.
Whole
I've got
thing
one
your shtick is butthole jokes.
One joke about arseholes. That's about it.
You've got so many.
Not
that you do the chocolate bar up the butt.
Yeah.
You've got the showing your butthole for plates. You've got.
don't give my material away. Showing your butthole for plates.
So many.
Yeah, so it had to be clean, but it was fine. They were really nice.
Great.
Good bunch of lads. Free curry in the green room.
Lovely.
But I went to Pret.
Oh, Sunil.
I didn't know there was curry available, I got a poached salmon wrap.
Oh, dear.
And then I went to... Yeah, that was it.
That was your time, yeah.
That was a good day.
Great.
I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
Get in touch with the community, see what they're up to.
Yeah.
What's your community? Church of England.
I don't know. I don't think I have a community.
You're religious, aren't you?
No.
I
believe.
Wow, you looked off into the distance there.
I recently heard about something. I was very hungover and I heard about something and I thought maybe I believe in that. But I can't remember what it was called. I got really into it and then I nearly bought a book. But then I couldn't find the book and then I forgot what it was called.
Right. really captured your imagination then. Looking at
you.
Oh, right.
Not, it wasn't Buddha. It was like Badai or something.
That's
Do you know
not
what
a
that
thing,
is?
No.
Badai.
The Baha'i.
No. Baha'i. Is that it?
That is
what
a
is
certain
that?
Faith. That's a faith. I think it's an offshoot of like Eastern
it was
religions.
Like you believe in all the beliefs, so everybody's
Oh,
right.
Yeah, hedge your bets.
No, but it was just, you just should be nice to everybody and everybody's right and just try and be a good person.
I'm sure it's more than that.
It is, but I could the book, they didn't have it on audiobook.
We had
so
a family friend who was Baha'i.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, went to a sort of Baha'i day. Is that how you pronounce it? Baha'i?
I don't know. I just read it and I was...
Oh, no, someone didn't tell you about it. You just read it.
I just discovered it myself, or I could say it
how?
Discovered me.
how did know. It discover you?
No, it's because... it's again about the American Office.
It was in the American Office.
No,
oh.
Rain Wilson, who plays Dwight,
oh,
who
he's
I love,
Baha'i.
He's Baha'i. And then I thought, maybe, but then he said some weird things on a podcast, so I don't know if I do
like
feel
what?
The same as him.
What
I don't
did
know,
he say?
Just some things like, just I don't think his phrasing is always right. But I think I just really like the character of Dwight, which actually in real life I wouldn't like at all, but I just find him very funny.
Yeah.
But then I thought, oh, maybe this is someone that I could trust with my religion because I find the character that he plays very amusing.
Yeah.
But then actually I thought, I think I'm just hungover and I can't find the audiobook, so I'll just have a nap.
So what audiobook were you looking for?
On the Baha'i faith.
You bought an audiobook?
No, I was trying to find an audiobook because I can't read on trains. And I was on a train, but I couldn't find one. So that's as far as I got.
Imagine if you were religious.
I know, imagine.
Imagine that.
Although the other day someone knocked on my door.
Yeah.
And I was like, I opened the door and then I was like, what does this person want? And then I saw a badge for the Conservatives and I didn't know, someone just overtook me and I went, oh no. And then I just slammed the door in his face. No. Yeah. Yeah. And Bobby was like, you should have chatted to him. And I was like, I know, but this instinct took over and I just shut the door on him. Then some of my family is Conservative. I don't know, just part of me. I think just at the moment, everyone's very angry, aren't they? And so it just comes out in weird ways.
Excuse me?
What? Anyway, we've got a guest. We've been rambling so much. We've got a guest that we've got to introduce. A very good guest, actually. Very funny lady.
Very excited.
One of my favourite people, actually.
She's lovely, yeah. Mm.
Please welcome to the podcast, Rosie Jones. I asked you if you wanted a drink many times.
You got one there.
It's empty.
You've got, what about your... how many times have I asked you if you wanted a drink? Sorry, Rosie.
It's a bit look like the microphone.
Do you?
Yeah.
They look a bit like clown's noses.
Yeah.
Do you think?
A bunch.
Like
no, but like the sponge is like, yeah. You know what I mean? What, you did moving the biscuits?
I thought advertising.
Oh.
But it's not the BBC, is it?
They
so it
won't care.
No. We know you've got a podcast with the BBC, Sunil. Have you listened to the Sunil's other podcast?
No.
It's for Asian people. It's for Asian people. It's not for you.
It's not for me. I don't.
Let me. I'll ask you what we ask our guests on that podcast.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Bridlington.
Okay, but where are you really from?
Spain.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're actually
what?
Spanish.
What?
See, it's an interesting podcast.
Don't say you're making this podcast more interesting by using tips from your last podcast.
Oh no!
Okay, she's joking.
No, Rosie. No.
I am a quarter Spanish. My nana gets what I call a Spanish nana. Come over, nana. It's a normal nana.
Normal nana and Spanish nana.
Spanish nana.
She sounds funny.
Where in Spain is she from?
She grew up near Barcelona.
Very nice.
Yeah. Called Tarragona.
Ooh.
She's lived here for nearly 60 years. She still doesn't get prepositions.
Right.
So
Wait, what?
Do you know?
They're the things at the beginning of a sentence.
So, we don't know what proposition is. We're English. What is a proposition?
I was hoping she'd explain in the context of the answer.
I just turned to you and you just tried to pretend you knew
I was trying to get the flow.
So, at school, when you learn what they are, when you're like eight.
Yeah, I learned when I was eight. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I think the teacher gives you a cardboard box and a teddy bear. And the preposition is wherever you can put the teddy bear. So it's on, under, across,
right.
At, those. But in England... our language is fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you don't get in a bus, you get on a bus.
Okay.
But you don't get on a shower, do you?
No, you get in it, don't
you? In a shower.
In the
Oh my God.
You don't. So, for example, my nana, rightly so, still doesn't get when to use which one. So she'll always tell us to get on the table.
Instead of in the table?
Yeah.
At the table.
You get in the table. I get
So that's... I mean, that is very boring.
That was actually the most interesting thing we've ever heard. I didn't know anything about that. No one showed me a cardboard box and a teddy.
I don't remember being taught that. I think you just get it. The more you're around listening to English and talking, you just get it in the end.
But then when you start thinking about it.
Yeah, I've never done
There's
that,
loads
I think.
There's of rules in English that don't like, are just completely contradictory.
Yeah, yeah. Like I don't know what a verb or a noun is, but I have an English literature degree. So it's like you don't need to know what they are.
Do you want
to
know now? Do you want a verb?
So many people have tried to teach me this and it won't work. I don't know.
A verb is a doing word, isn't it?
Yeah, I just forget.
And a noun is a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. So many people have told me and then they say, now you're taught, and then 2 days later, I don't know.
A laptop,
but you don't need
that?
To know. A lap, what do you mean?
What kind of, what's the word lap? Is that a verb or a noun?
I don't know.
I just literally
it's
told
a
you
thing,
a noun is a
thing
word. So it's a noun.
Okay, a noun.
I like how it sounds. You say a noun is a name of a person, place, or thing.
Oh my God, but what's a verb?
Doing, so what?
But that doesn't begin with V. I think I need something that begins with V. It's like noun and name. I actually might.
You've actually stumped her. You've completely stumped her with that. She's got a hand on her face.
Maybe
I got
like
an English language degree.
You have.
I have an English literature degree, but you don't need to know it. Nobody tests you when you write your essays and they say, what is a verb? What is a noun? You've missed that bit. You don't need
You learn it when you're four.
Yeah, but you don't ever need it.
Then you got pronouns.
Okay, what are pronouns?
Right, pronouns.
You don't know either. You
I don't
know
exactly
know
what a pronoun
is.
Pronouns are very hip recently because it's him, her.
Yeah.
So actually,
pronoun is a person. Noun
it's
is a name.
How you describe a person.
Pronoun is person.
No,
noun is name. Verb is if you're violining, then you're verbing.
Yeah,
I guess so.
But
violin
is.
Oh, that was confused. Now it's confusing if I get confused. Yeah,
what?
If I say it's
you
in...
getting confused is
because
a verb.
No, because of a violin. A violin is a thing.
Yeah.
So that's not a verb, it's a noun.
But when
but
you...
violining...
Is this good? It's good. This is good.
Rosie, I think you're the most intelligent person we've had on this podcast.
What a burn on everyone.
When can you be burning at Helen and Chloe?
We've had Sean. We've had Sean.
Sean, Bobby.
Yeah. Evelyn,
yeah.
Bobby.
Evelyn, Kate, Jaws. A lot of people were slagging off here, actually.
So if you want to be really woke...
Right.
You can know what a pronoun is now.
Yeah.
So when you meet someone, you say to them, what are your pronouns?
Okay.
And people can choose.
And they can say, I'm at the table.
Violining.
Violining.
Please refer to me as always in the shower.
Oh dear.
All right. Well
can I start this off with a bit of beef?
Not another one. We get so many people's
got
beefs
beef
on here.
With us. What?
All right, go on.
I just heard you talk about Helen Bell.
Oh, no.
A lot.
Oh, God.
And you always refer to Helen's podcast.
How do we walk into these beats?
You said negative things about the podcast. Oh,
you said it.
I didn't say Helen and Rosie's podcast.
Helen and Rosie's podcast.
Or Rosie and Helen's podcast.
Yeah.
Rosie's podcast with Helen.
Yeah.
Rosie's podcast.
Now we're going to get more beef from Helen. Rosie's podcast.
We've already got to do an apology to, Lulu's dog and Helen.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, right. Good.
And now you.
Because, me and Helen have a podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
She books the people. She does all the social media.
No. You were on it when you called me a psychopath.
I one time.
Wait, why did you call him a psychopath?
Because look at him.
I'm
smiling.
Yeah. He's a psychopath.
Superficial charm. Yeah.
But I really feel like I turn up. I sometimes get to talk. I am often interrupted mid-sentence.
Yep.
But I am still in the room.
Yes,
I'd like
you're a crucial part of
it. I'd like to officially apologise to Rosie for forgetting she was on the podcast with Helen.
Yes, thank you.
So from
down the lens. Why are
you
down
saying,
the lens,
why are you
down
saying
the lens.
Thank you? You need to apologise as well.
I didn't have anything to apologise about.
She has to apologise.
You did!
Yeah.
No.
All right. Harriet and I would like to apologise.
An apology to Rosie for referring to Rosie's podcast as Helen's podcast when we all know it is Rosie's podcast.
Yeah. I'd also like to apologise to Dottie.
The dog,
for saying she was badly behaved. I really like her.
She didn't make any noise.
Wow.
No. I was talking about the time she stayed at my house when Evelyn was looking after her and just wasn't very affectionate.
You just insulted her again.
At the time, and that was my fault because I wasn't good enough for her, and I'm sorry about that. I love you, Dottie, and
you love
you're
well. Her.
I don't know what to say, do I? I like you. I think you're a good dog.
No, you love the dog.
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Met her three times.
I've met her more than three times, actually. Thank you, and I think you're great. You're a great dog.
You love.
Both of you, please. I'm trying to do this sincere.
Sorry.
I'd also like to apologise.
And then you said I liked her very quickly, so I don't think this is sincere. Do you love her or do you like her?
I think she's a good dog.
Very good question, actually. I think we should
love
focus on
Jaffa
that for
cakes
a section.
In the same way I love that dog.
No. What humans do you love?
Eat the dog.
No, but I want only good things for that dog.
What about Jaffa cakes?
I want only good things for Jaffa cakes.
What humans do you love?
I suppose my mother, I've got to say that one.
You don't say I've got
well, that's
to say
like a,
that
you
one.
Don't have to say it. Like,
you
why
just
do you
said
have to
I've
say
got to say it.
Yeah, but you've got to say it because people don't assume that you already do for some reason. Does that make sense?
But it was weird how you phrased it. It was weird.
I love everyone. Yeah. I've got only love for
you don't love
all
everyone.
Human
that's
beings
not true.
In this world. What do you mean? You don't know what love is, either of you.
I'm married, actually. So
you
just proved
it. You don't know what love is.
All right, who
finally,
do you love?
Someone's here
Rosie,
to tell.
Rosie, who do you love?
I love my mum, my dad, my brother.
See, easy. Just list people
Helen.
You love.
Helen.
I thought you were going to say me. You turned to me then and you said Helen. Looked at me.
See, it gets weird now because people are like, why haven't you said me?
I love my Benjamin Charlotte. I love.
Do you love Dottie the dog?
I love Dottie.
Do you love Sunil?
See, exactly. I love both of you. I love you, Elliot. I think you're all great. This is.
You just said you love Jaffa cakes, though, so it doesn't mean anything. When you say anything, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, nor does. All right, fine. But you say you love a dog. Like, can you? Yeah, I suppose you can.
You said
love
you loved a dog.
You bitch friends.
Professionally.
Yes. Wait, what?
For professional reasons.
Professionally, but it's drawn from a private best friendship.
She asked me if I wanted to be her best friend last time.
You couldn't fake this, could you?
No. Nor would you want to.
Nor should you.
Yeah, she's all right.
I love you too.
I love you.
Thank you so much. Love you too, Rosie.
This has become, I think we're really helping open Sunil up.
Yeah. This is gross.
Do you feel uncomfortable?
No, I need to do the apologies. So sorry to the dog. apology. We've both got to apologise to Helen.
Why do I have to apologise?
Because
I don't think I've done anything wrong. I didn't. I said.
You said she came
bad.
In with a bad energy.
Yeah, but she always does.
Oh, now you're going to have to apologise.
No. Do you know she's going to do about 5 Instagram stories about this now? I don't. Helen, I'm sorry. That's nothing to do with me. I'm staying out of this.
Bring it on.
Please buy tickets to everyone's Soho shows.
Yeah, we're all going to the music.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go and see a musical together.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm just,
but
yeah.
They don't know
They
yet.
Don't know yet. They'll know when they listen to the podcast.
Yeah, they will get you in the group, then we'll all book a group ticket.
Oh, okay. We can all sit together.
Dave for group, do you know?
Yeah.
He takes on the role as a music teacher and he rounds us all up, gives us tickets, and then tells us where to sing.
I thought you were going to say he makes us sing, and I was really nervous that he was going to give us some music and make
music.
Us sing.
Yeah.
Okay. He knows not to. I've done a musical.
Yeah, went to a musical last week and I got very drunk.
At the musical?
Right,
so not
right.
The comedy show and musical.
Well, it's pronounced a musical, as in amuse.
Yeah.
Musical. A musical.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 Anyway.
I drank 6 pints. And got an Uber home and had to get him to stop
to vomit.
Yeah.
What is your?
Oh no!
Yeah. And then I got out the car, fell over, and fell asleep on the pavement.
For how long? Who found you?
No one.
Oh no! Oh my word. Oh, just on the pavement?
Yeah.
And no one did anything?
No, but I had... It's a quiet road.
Okay.
So I had my backpack. Also, it's November.
Yeah.
So it was... cold. And I just slept in my bag as a pillow.
How far were you from your front door?
10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So that's what you got.
Oh, no.
I don't drink,
oh,
so
dear.
You've got that.
Oh, dear. Yeah, but you make exceptions sometimes.
What's
this
your
drink?
I saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. I did.
You
drink.
Just don't drink with me.
I do.
You
drink
refuse with to drink around me.
It's because you know. I find I don't. Yeah, you're right.
Because you refuse to be social.
No,
you refuse to do
I
it as a
went
social
to Pizza Express
thing.
With you.
Yeah, you went to Pizza Express with me.
What's
but
your
you
Uber
weren't
rating?
Your best self.
By the way.
Oh, I think it should go on down.
I think it might have as well, actually.
Oh my god!
What is it?
Mitch voice call from Helen.
Oh my god.
Helen.
Can she hear this? Is this going out live?
I don't know, it feels like she's watching us all the time.
A I'm not thinking about
not
she
now.
Gets in up fair. What is my Uber rating? Let's have
a What's your
look.
Uber rating, Sunil?
4.8.
That's so high. You don't get many Ubers though, so you haven't had chance to bring it down.
What do you mean I don't get any Ubers?
I think everyone starts at 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And so I think yours is that's actually.
Oh my god! Right. I'm gonna re-say the driver had to stop 9 times. I'm pretty sure I was sick in the car.
Right.
But when I did that, I said, I'm sorry, I'm disabled.
So you didn't mention the pipes?
So, no. Did you tip him?
No. No tip.
He probably thought you were homeless as well. He probably watched you get out of the cab and then walk and then go to sleep on the pavement.
4.84.
What the fuck? You get away with so much
that
shit.
Is.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry for vomiting everywhere. I've got cerebral palsy.
Mine's worked its way up. Bobby, since I've stopped letting Bobby come in an Uber with me,
yeah.
It's really come up. It
really
work, took a real
just
dive.
Sit there quietly and it'll go up.
Yeah, it was Bobby that was ruining it for me. He once tried to get an Uber driver to help us move, and the Uber driver was really angry about it. And then they screamed at each other
they
in the road.
They hate doing that, don't they? They hate
yeah, because they're not move like. But he was trying to make all this use it as a van. It's not a van.
I don't see the problem.
What I do now is I get Uber pool. And last time I got a pool, that woman, she was quite hot actually. She
Ooh.
Recognized me.
Yes.
Is that what made her hot, Rosie? Oh, I like a lady that likes me.
One and a selfie. So now I get Uber pulled just as a little boosh.
I can't think of anything worse.
I can't do it.
I couldn't do it. You're so friendly though, yeah. I wouldn't like it.
But what? Oh my god, so the other day I was on the latch. Legend. I got an Uber. I wasn't too drunk, but it was 5 a.m. Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
So it must have been surging. But I was like, fuck it. Yeah. £80.
How much?
80.
80. 80.
How long was the journey?
40 minutes
in a pool.
No.
Oh right,
if
you're drunk,
£10, yeah, done, easy.
And maybe someone will walk you to your door as well. Maybe it might be a good idea.
Maybe you get laid.
Maybe you'll get laid. So lots of good reasons.
Isn't this a podcast about Uber?
We're on our
nearly 50th episode just talking about Ubers.
It's about crying.
What we're meant to talk about is crying. Do you cry? Are you an emotional person?
I've never seen you cry.
I've only ever seen you be the lightness and joy of the world.
Or completely
insulting everybody. But in the most lovely way.
Thank you. So I do think I am happy a lot of the time. And I think when there's something genuinely sad, I don't cry because I'm a bit more practical. I'm like, no, I got no time to cry. I got to help.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else.
Yeah.
Uh, But so that means that I let my tears out in the most inappropriate, not inappropriate, but like overdramatic.
Yeah.
I think the past 3 years, the only times I cried is at a Disney film. Genuinely.
She's closer to me than anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the most senile person.
I cried at Creed too. I cried at Creed. Filmed, fine.
Oh, Grease 2.
No, no, Creed 2, the boxing one.
Boxing. Creed 2, it's about boxing.
Yeah.
And why did you cry?
I had a little tear in my eye because it was sad. It built up to the sad bit.
But why did you really cry?
I didn't really cry.
What were you really crying about, exactly, though? Well, what was the
back
reason?
To Rosie,
that,
yeah,
no, let's... Yeah, how are you crying at the film? Because I think when I cry first at the film, but then. I let it all out.
Oh, and then it goes on and on.
Yeah.
the film finished 2 days ago.
Oh, my God, yeah. Shut up. Last time I cried, I was on the aeroplane coming back from holiday. Toy Story 4. Have you seen
it? Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't find it that sad.
No, I haven't seen it. I've heard it's very good, though. Is this the one with the
fork? Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
Oh my God. At the end with Woody, I cried.
Yeah.
Well, I cried non-stop for 2 hours. But then when I stopped crying, it was still raw. So then I told the synopsis to my brother that afternoon, cried again. Oh. Half an hour gone. And then that night I saw my best friend and I don't want to ruin the film.
Yeah, I haven't spoiler seen alert. It. Don't ruin it.
I will.
No, don't ruin it.
Oh, you can close your ears.
I haven't seen it.
No, basically, at the end, there's a moment with Buzz and Woody, and it's a friendship. For me, it's a war. Friendship is... And I saw my best friend and I said to her, Charlotte, me and you are Woody and Bush. And she has no emotion. So she was like, what? And that made me cry so much.
Okay.
Over Toy Story 4. But actually, that was my year crying.
That's what people should do.
Yeah.
Store it up.
Yeah. Because it was like 60% Woody and Buzz.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'd have 10 minutes to go in. And I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
And my holiday's finished.
Yeah. And I haven't got a girlfriend.
So everything builds on top. You start crying and then all the things from the year are in your head.
So, I did my crying purge 5 weeks ago, and I think think I'll now be all right to the new year.
That's a great idea.
It's fantastic, because mine are just like short but regular.
Yeah, maybe I need
a big
but
cry.
That's
no, but they're over stupid things. Like, I got very upset watching Planet Earth a couple of weeks ago because I was like, Planet Earth was on, and I was like, this is the perfect show for me. It's like animals and like love between animals.
Yeah.
Like,
no, this animals is everything dying. I should.
Exactly.
It's the circle of life,
then there was all these walruses, and there was a polar bear, and then the polar bear didn't have any food, and I really wanted the polar bear to have food, but then all the walruses were there.
They're the
but
food.
They were the food, but then I also wanted the walruses to live and the polar bears to live. And so then I got, and I was like screaming. I was like, Bobby, change the channel, because the polar bear was trying to get at the walruses.
And you cried.
And I wasn't crying, but I was like very, very distraught.
That should be a way to like pick out evil walruses.
Oh, punish the bad ones and make them the food.
Yeah. Win.
Or
there
can't
no,
we
there
make
is
them
no
friends?
Good or evil, though. That's just like.
Yeah, there is.
There is.
Okay.
What about murder?
Murdering who?
Yeah.
A baby.
Murdering Hitler? Is that
Whoa.
Evil?
Yeah, because somebody loved him.
A lot of people loved
him. Nazis, yeah, Nazis. Yeah.
Okay. If you could kill Hitler, would you? Could you? And how would you?
I would. I'd get very upset, but then I'd like keep headbutting him.
That's how you'd kill him. Slowly headbutting him to death.
I'd be so overwhelmed. I wouldn't know what to do, so I'd just have to be very like run and headbutt, and then I'd have to and then I'd have to run and headbutt him again. Yeah. And it'd probably be quite a long process.
He'd just sit there taking it.
He'd just have to sit there and take it. Yeah.
That would hurt you.
I know.
You'd knock yourself
out. I know.
Out.
And I'd be quite hysterical. Yeah. It would be really a slow.
Or you'd use a knife or something.
I couldn't put a knife in.
No. Yeah. I want to say, I killed Hitler, but I don't think I could.
I don't think I could. You'd have to do it from a distance.
Yeah.
Like if you had
you
a sniper's
rifle,
with
a knife.
You could do it because then it's just like a computer.
I wouldn't be able to aim.
You know you've ended.
But you have. I think you have a moral responsibility to kill him before he kills.
I'd have to try and make him take a pill. So I'd say, can you please just take this pill?
He
and
did
then
in
I'd
the
have
end,
to,
though,
yeah,
he?
But I'd just be you like, can you earlier. Just fight? And then he'd say, I'm not taking. And then I'd say, just please take. And I'd have to wear him down just by sheer annoyance over time.
You'd annoy Hitler
I'd
to death.
Annoy, yeah. I would annoy
There's no
Hitler
shame in that. That's a good way of doing it.
Until he was just like, fuck it, I can't bear it
Why
anymore.
Why is that all right, but not shooting him in the head?
Because then it's his choice.
Yeah, I could
pushing him
do
to suicide.
Yeah, I could,
that's an evil thing to do as well.
I wouldn't even need a pill. I would just talk to him. Mind games.
What kind of mind games? Can you? She's
she just looked at you so evilly.
She's pretty good at mind games.
No,
she's
what are you
incredibly
talking about?
Manipulative.
I'm really getting to it.
Okay, yeah.
And when you're in hour 5 and you're slipping across a knife.
Okay.
Okay,
this is how I'd do it.
Yep.
So if I wanted to kill Hitler, what I'd do is like, I'd hide from him so he wouldn't be able to see me.
Yeah.
Wherever he was, I'd just hide in the shadows like a ninja.
Yeah.
And then occasionally, once every, like, whenever he's alone, I'll just punch him in the back of the head and run away. But I'll do it continuously so he never knows when it's coming until he starts losing his mind and ends up killing himself.
I don't think you're as nimble as you think you are. I don't know if you would.
I'd wear the black roll neck I'm wearing now.
I would love to see you darting through the darkness away from Hitler.
Yeah, like a ninja. I'll go to ninja school first.
No, you're not that light on your feet. You're not that nimble as you think you are. You'd crash into something.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good plan.
I'll crash into something.
No, you can't hide.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, certainly not in Hitler's office.
Yeah. Maybe I'd find out what he's allergic to, and then I'd bake him a cake with it in it.
Well, he was a vegetarian.
Oh,
maybe he's allergic to beef. Yeah. And so I'd put that in, or I wouldn't let him go to the toilet, and then he'd burst.
Why don't you just poison him? If you're gonna find out what he's allergic to, and put it in his food, just poison him.
Well, then I wouldn't feel so bad. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'd be like, it's a natural thing. You just happen to die.
Poison's natural.
Allergic to?
Well, maybe now he would be allergic to more things because now we've got all these cleaning products that make people allergic. So now he would actually, maybe Hitler wouldn't even exist now because maybe he would have had a bad nut allergy and he would have been taken out earlier. Well, so maybe Hitler couldn't even exist.
Good news for all. Why is this here?
It's Bobby's Nutella.
But you're allergic to this.
I know. He loves it though.
Anything else on the agenda? I don't know.
You started it. You started the Hitler thing. I feel like the whole episode was just Sunil trying to lead us towards him role-playing Hitler. I think the whole thing has been leading towards that the whole time.
It's because I said there's no such thing as good or evil when you talk about walruses and polar bears. This is like. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you both a sad story to see if we can finally make Sunil feel something. So.
This is Rosie. This whole section is bullshit.
Maybe I'll cry.
Maybe you'll cry. And then you'll get rid of some more.
Purge.
Yeah, and get ahead. Get it in now. And then get it in the bank. So, So cute, cuddly, lovable. Just some of the words you might use to describe labradoodles. But how about crazy or even a Frankenstein's monster with major health problems? That's what the creator of the first ever Labrador-Poodle crossover has said. He said that the invention of a labradoodle was his life's regret.
I've literally just done an apology to Dottie the Maltipoo. And you're talking about how crossbreed dogs are crazy. Lulu, I'd like to apologise.
After 3 years, he came up with the idea of the dog with the working ability of the Labrador and a coat of a poodle. But despite his success, he feels regret.
3 years of his work, was
because
it?
Because the Labradoodle...
You should get a Labrador and a poodle to get it on and see what you get.
Why is this a sad
story? He said it's a Frankenstein's... Because this was his life's work and he's created a monster that he hates. How can you hate a Labradoodle? And he's created something wonderful, but he's... not like you create them, but you hate them.
This is a sad story, is it?
It's so sad because he created something beautiful, but now he hates it. Like, imagine if you created something beautiful and you hated it. Like this podcast.
I didn't want to say it. But it's not a sad story, is it?
It's so sad. Do you think that's sad?
No.
Thank you.
Elliot, do you think that's sad?
That's the best way I've heard of anyone saying no.
No.
Elliot, is that sad? It's his life's regret. But I'm sure he's done worse things.
It would be sadder if it was like a specific Labradoodle he hated. If it was like in the corner. But if it's just all Labradoodle.
Oh, he hates... Yeah, but maybe it's based on one Labradoodle that he knows really well and he hates it and it calls it a monster.
Right, but this is all in your head now. This isn't the sad story.
But also, I think it'd be sad if... Everybody hated Labradoodles.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't.
They don't. They're lovely dogs.
Yeah, but
all
he
dogs
says
are
they're
lovely.
Monsters and he knows them better than anyone.
No.
He does.
He doesn't know all of them.
He knows,
Why are they monsters?
He said they're Frankenstein's monster. He thinks they're evil and
they're
ugly.
No, he doesn't say that. You're not even... you never read the story.
He said they're evil and they're ugly.
They're eagle and evil and ugly.
And
he doesn't
crazy.
Say any of that.
He says they're crazy and he hates them. And
he doesn't
say
any of that.
He does. Yes.
I'm looking at it
they're
now.
They're unhealthy and they're either crazy or have a hereditary problem that makes them unhealthy and
mad. He doesn't hate them.
Mad.
He hates the fact that he made something unhealthy.
Yeah, he hates it and he thinks they're crazy.
No, listen to me. Why don't you just listen? This is absolute nonsense.
I know.
Cute, cuddly and lovable, it's written there.
No, that's what people say about them. But their creator, he hates them and says they're crazy.
People like them.
Yeah, but thank God people like them.
It's not a sad story.
Thank God they like him.
You've gone to a different page now to find something sad, haven't you? What are you looking at
he
now?
He says he hasn't got a clue why people breed them because they're so crazy. He literally
it.
Said
Where?
That.
Go
he
on.
Says it here.
Go on.
I haven't a clue why people breed them. Why are people breeding them today? I haven't got a clue, said Wally. His name's Wally.
Well, it's clearly the reason why is because people are allergic to dog hair. It says above it. He said it in that sentence. What is happening?
Spent 3 years on.
Yeah, no, he regrets it.
Would you spend 3 years watching dogs fuck?
Yeah.
No, not fuck, but cuddle. I would watch them cuddle.
I adore dogs.
Me too.
Don't you?
I love them. All of
Don't
them.
Don't you think it's amazing that two species can fuck? And then they look like both of them. I love it.
Biology, innit?
I wish we had different humans.
Well, they...
What, like a human dog?
Well, different races of humans.
Like a human mixed with a dog?
But not species.
Oh, what, like ones
Again,
with horns and that?
This is so boring, I'm sorry.
It's actually been really interesting.
But I read Sapiens. Have
Oh, yeah, the Neanderthals and... The, yeah.
So
Sneeney took my copy. I had a copy, but she took it.
So we're all one species, but once upon a time there was three different species of human, but we're such balance that we literally killed off. Older, other
what really?
Did we kill off the Neanderthals?
Yeah.
We're just like the creator of the Labradoodle.
It's because we could organise.
Like Labradoodle
creator. We had like brains that could imagine stories that would bind us together.
So we're the evil ones.
Yeah.
We're evil.
You wouldn't survive.
There
if
is
you
no good.
Yeah.
Imagine if there was a clever dog, say like the Labrador.
Yeah.
They got killed off all
the chihuahuas.
Oh
my god.
What were we thinking?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Every other animal can live with other species, and we're like, no. We're the only people who exist.
That's a sad story.
That is
That's
so
an actual sad story.
Also,
that is sad, imagine
actually. what would 2019 look like with other species?
Yeah.
It would have been so much better if we just hadn't killed
it
them.
Though,
oh no, it would have been worse. Glad we killed them.
Because we are dickheads, would we have used the Neanderthals as like
slaves and that, yeah.
Oh my
Probably, because
God.
Like,
maybe it would have united all humans against Neanderthals.
Us. No, Wait, Neanderthals were
who
killed
Who are humans?
Off.
Are humans Neanderthals?
We are.
We are Neanderthals.
Homo sapiens.
So,
we're Homo sapiens.
Yeah.
Who's a Neanderthal? Different.
They're different species.
Yeah.
Different
human.
One.
And
yeah.
then Homo erectus.
Yeah. Who were they?
They are. We also killed them off.
Oh my god.
Like,
think about that.
What? As humans, there should have been different types of us. And we literally went, no, fuck off. That's sad.
That is actually
sad. That's actually really sad.
You're dog bullshit.
Thank you. Finally, someone on my side on this podcast.
Yeah, we found another Sunil.
Yes.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? A great book, but it makes you rethink everything.
I don't know.
Great. Feel great to rethink everything. really nice. Anything to promote anybody before we leave? Just
Rosie.
Run out of time before we rethink anything.
Show
no way.
Of course I am.
God, when are you on? I want to come see it. I don't think I've seen you on your show, have I?
End of January.
Interesting. Yeah, well, very interesting.
The website and then all my socials are Josie Rose.
Very clever what you did there. Very clever.
One more boring word. What is that called?
Changing the first letter of a word into the one from...
Spoonerism?
Yeah.
Spoonerism. But so you'd be Peniel Sattel.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'd be Carriot Hemsley.
Yes.
Fun game, spoonerism, actually,
really
isn't it?
Really great. Based on the Reverend Spooner, who it was like a speaking pattern.
Oh, right.
And they used a mix of letters words.
Aww.
God, I'm boring.
There's so many facts. Really so many facts. Like, we've never had someone who's actually come out with some facts on
this
show.
Nobody that's ever brought anything interesting to this show
in the
past.
It's been great, though, including Helen.
Especially Dotty the dog. Do you have anything coming up?
Vaults Festival.
Oh, I'm doing Vaults Festival as well.
Please let me just plug my...
Sorry, when are you doing it?
11th to the 13th of February.
You're doing three dates?
And I'm doing Leicester Comedy Festival 6th of February.
I'm doing Leicester Comedy
Festival.
I'm doing a gig with Harriet on the 12th of December.
What? We're going to... Where are we going?
And I'm doing a gig in a chair showroom on the 10th of December.
Not
Come
again.
Along to that. Yeah, I'm doing that one again.
Oh, God. I've got my...
chair showroom. Sells chairs.
Do you sit on the chairs and you guys a lovely chair?
I do. I'd say, can I put my foot on here? And they go, no, that's £2,000.
What's your favourite chair?
My favourite chair is probably the Steelcase Leap.
I don't know what that is. I've got one. I'm doing Vaults Festival. I'm doing Leicester. I'm also doing my final tour date. In Dorchester on the 7th of December.
And you're meeting your mum.
And I'm meeting my mum on Monday the 2nd. We're going to Bluewater.
Lovely! Yeah.
Why are you getting more money than me for that gig?
You doing that gig as well?
What gig?
I get... What the fuck?
I don't know.
I'm
closing
that
gig.
What is it?
The special gig there.
Also, please listen to Rosie's podcast.
Yes, you can listen to us on Rosie's podcast separately.
Daddy, look at me.
And please listen to my podcast.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Really
end the recording.
Available right
bye.
On BBC Sounds.
Goodbye. Thanks.
Six episodes.